reasonable plan.
Good. Just tell that to the Chief of Defense Staff.
Why is he late, by the way? Not very soldierly.
It's this plan. The whole Ministry of Defense is in turmoil.
Alan, it's only a relocation proposal. It's not a Russian invasion.
You're right if it was a Russian invasion. We know what we could do to repel that.
Could you repel it?
No. At least we don't have to do any more thinking about it.
Well, look, Basil, from the Prime Minister's point of view, we have 420,000 service personnel, but only 20,000 of them stationed in the north of England. Almost everything's down here in the south. Navy at Portsmouth and Plymouth, the Air Force in Bedford and East Anglia, and the Army in Aldershot. Almost nothing in Britain north of the Wash, and yet that's where all the unemployment is.
But a lot of servicemen come from the north.
Yes, but now they're spending all their money in the south.
That's inevitable.
Why?
Because that's where they are now. Anyway, nothing to spend it on in the north, is there?
Oh, guy.
If it is absolutely cannot happen.
Don't attack me. I'm on your side, but it is a strong argument. Move 200,000 or 300,000 service personnel up to the north, and you create masses of civilian jobs. Clerks, suppliers, builders, vehicle maintenance. 300,000 extra pay packets spent in the shops.
But you can't move hundreds of thousands of men about the country like that.
I thought that's what you did with armies.
Bring them back again. This would be permanent.
Well, Guy, are there any servicemen who can be stationed permanently in the north of England?
I suppose other ranks can be. Junior officers, perhaps. You can't ask senior officers to live permanently in the north. Wives wouldn't stand for it, for one thing. Children of schools.
Well, I understand there are schools in the north of England.
But what about Harrods? What about Wimbledon? Ascot, Henley. The Army and Navy Club. I mean civilization generally. It's just not us. What about the planet?
Guy, this is being discussed in Cabinet afternoon. We might need more serious arguments than senior officers' wives being 300 miles from Harrods.
More serious than that? Chaps like you and me might have to move up there.
But are there any strategic arguments against the move?
Oh, we can find strategic arguments against anything.
But would they stand up to outside expert scrutiny?
We don't get any outside expert scrutiny. We'll make it top secret like we always do with defence. Prime Minister only.
Well, that'll certainly mean they won't get expert scrutiny. But I wonder whether we might not do better to play the man instead of the ball.
Which man?
Well, the employment secretary. After all, this was his suggestion.
Ah, yes. It suggests to the PM that the employment secretary is plotting against him.
Is he?
No, well, not as far as I know. But that's not the question. The question is whether the Prime Minister can be made to believe that he is.
Is there any chance of getting rid of him completely?
Prime Minister, we've only just got him house trained.
The employment secretary.
Field Marshal Howard, are you suggesting that humble civil servants should presume to try and remove a member of Her Majesty's government from cabinet?
Yes.
Out of the question, only the Prime Minister can remove ministers. Mm. But if the Prime Minister came to suspect the loyalty of a member of his cabinet...
Only someone in an advanced state of paranoia would suspect the employment secretary of the plot.
Really? Then we're in with a chance.
Right. Other business. Secretary of State for Employment, you wanted views on your paper.
Yes, Prime Minister. My plan to reduce unemployment in the northeast by moving various defence establishments up there.
Secretary of State for Defence, what's your view, Max?
Well, Prime Minister, I know that on the face of it, this plan looks as though it benefits the employment situation in depressed areas. But this is to be achieved, as I understand it, by the relocation of most of our defence establishments. I suggest this affects the Defence Department as well as the Department of Employment, and I need time to do a feasibility study.
Anybody else have an opinion, quickly?
Well, Prime Minister, I don't know very much about it, but it does sound a serious upheaval, rather expensive.
A rather big move. I'm very much in favour of the proposal myself.
So am I.
Absolutely splendid.
It looks as though the Secretary of State for Defence is in a minority of one.
Nonetheless, Prime Minister, I am the responsible minister. The defence of the realm is in question.
Very well, we'll have a full discussion at our next meeting on Friday, and then we'll put it to Cabinet for final approval.
Excellent. Thank you, Prime Minister. May I just request that it be noted in the minutes that the Cabinet Committee was in favour of my plan, save for one member.
For one member whose department would have to be reorganised. It's quite a problem.
May I remind the Secretary of State for Defence that every problem is also an opportunity.
The Secretary of State for Defence fears that this may create some insoluble opportunities.
Nonsense. Come on.
Prime Minister.
I'm still here.
Yes. I wonder if I could have a word with you about the Employment Secretary's plan.
Yes, terrific, isn't it?
Well, the service chiefs aren't entirely happy with it, I gather.
Good.
Prime Minister, do I have your full attention?
Yes, of course you do. I'm just reading these notes. Mm-hmm.
Prime Minister, there's been an earthquake in Haslemere.
Good. What?
The service chiefs don't like this plan.
Oh, I bet they don't. Taking their wives away from Wimbledon and Harrods.
Oh, Prime Minister, that is unworthy. Their personal feelings don't come into it. Their objections are entirely strategic.
Strategic, of course. The Admiralty Ships Division needs a deep water port, so that has to be at Bath, 30 miles inland. The job of the Marines is to defend Norway, so we station them at Plymouth. Army vehicle trials take place in Scotland, so the military engineering establishment clearly has to be in Surrey.
These are just isolated examples.
I've got another 700 isolated examples. Why are you against it, Humphrey?
Aye, Prime Minister, I assure you I'm not against it. I'm simply trying to furnish you with the appropriate questions, like the question of cost.
But that's the beauty of it. It makes money. We sell all these expensive properties in the south and move up north.
So you think the Employment Secretary has done well?
Indeed I do. He's a good chap.
Oh, I quite agree, Prime Minister. Absolutely brilliant. Superb intellect. Strong footwork, excellent elbows. Oh, a major figure without a doubt.
Not that good.
He is a good chap, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, I just said so.
Oh, yes, indeed. Very popular.
Is he?
Oh, yes.
Not as popular as that, surely.
Oh, yes. In Whitehall. And with the Parliamentary Party, I understand.
Oh, the Parliamentary Party, I suppose, yes.
And with the grassroots, so I'm told.
Are you?
And he has quite a following in Cabinet, too, doesn't he?
Does he?
In fact, people are beginning to talk about him as the next Prime Minister.
What do you mean?
Oh, I mean when you decide to retire.
I'm not going to retire, but he just got here. Why should people be talking about the next Prime Minister?
Oh, I'm sure it's just general speculation, Prime Minister.
Does he want to be Prime Minister?
Well, even if he does, surely you've got no reason to suspect his loyalty. I mean, he isn't planning to build up a personal following or anything, is he?
Isn't he?
Is he?
He spends a hell of a lot of time going around the country making speeches.
Yes, but only as a loyal minister. I'm sure he pays personal tributes to you in all of them. Doesn't he?
Does he? Well, get me his last six speeches.
Yes, I'm just getting them, Prime Minister.
He also spends a lot of time chatting up back benches in the tea room.
Well, you told ministers to take more trouble to communicate with the party in the House.
And he has them round to little dinner parties.
Oh, does he?
Kids get worrying.
The Employment Secretary's speeches, Prime Minister.
I'm sure he talked about the new Prime Minister bringing a new hope to Britain, the dawn of a new age. You know, that leaflet you told party headquarters to issue to all MPs and constituencies.
No, not a word.
Oh. Now, that is odd.
More than odd, it's suspicious. Bloody suspicious.
Well, even so, he surely isn't actively plotting against you.
Isn't he?
Is he?
How do I know he's not?
I'm sure you can always find out, Prime Minister.
Get me the Chief Whip, Bernard.
Yes, Prime Minister. Get me the Chief Whip.
Now?
Now. Oh, hello, Chief Whip. Are you in number 12? Well, the Prime Minister wants to see you urgently.
Now?
Now. Thank you.
It's Humphrey.
Yes, Batman.
I'm very troubled by what I've just learned.
What is that?
Well, I feel as if I've been walking about with my eyes shut. I never realized that there was a cabinet plot against the Prime Minister.
Is there? How interesting.
But you said there was.
I said nothing, Bernard, nothing at all.
You mean, oh. Well, do you know if there is a plot?
No.
No, there isn't, or no, you don't know?
Yes.
Sir Humphrey, what exactly has the Employment Secretary done?
Nothing as yet, Bernard, and we must keep it where.
But isn't his plan rather a good one?
For whom?
The country.
That is hardly the point.
Why not?
Bernard, when you move on from here, where do you plan to go?
Well, I don't know.
Well, how would you like to be Deputy Secretary in charge of Defence Procurement?
Oh, gosh.
In Sunderland, or Berwick-on-Tweed, or Lossiemouth.
Is that a place?
Lossiemouth? What do you think it was?
A dog food.
Well, if the Employment Secretary has his way, you may get a 3-year diet of Lossiemouth yourself. You see?
Crikey, yes.
So how can it be good for the country?
Well, it couldn't possibly. Mm. But why did you suggest sending for the Chief Whip? To confirm a plot that doesn't exist.
Because he's bound to hedge. The Chief Whip cannot categorically state that there's no plot against the Prime Minister, just in case there is. He has to cover himself. Oh, good morning,
good morning,
Chief Whip.
Good morning. Could you wait in the private office?
Certainly. Bernard? Now, go in there and inform me of their conversation.
Well, I'm not sure I can do that, Sir Humphrey. It might be confidential.
Bernard, the matter at issue is the defence of the realm and the stability of the government.
But you only need to know things on a need-to-know basis.
I need to know everything. How else can I judge whether or not I need to know it?
So that means you need to know things even when you don't need to know them. You need to know them not because you need to know them, but because you need to know whether or not you need to know. And if you don't need to know, you still need to know so that you know that there is no need to know.
Yes.
Good. That's very clear. Chief Whip, Prime Minister.
Morning, Prime Minister.
How are things going, Chief Whip?
Not quite well, really.
Why? You mean you've noticed nothing?
Well, it's a difficult time. A bit of unrest on the back bench. What did you have in mind, precisely?
A plot. A leadership challenge.
Ah. Yes. Well, actually, I have no real evidence of anything.
But you have suspicions.
Oh, I always have suspicions.
How far is it gone?
Only a very,
early stage?
Early stage. As far as one can tell.
Do you think you ought to have a word with him? Tell him I know what's going on. I don't want to lose him from the cabinet. I just want him under control.
Perhaps, you should have a word with him himself.
No, not at this stage. Who else is involved?
Apart from...
apart from Dudley, obviously.
Dudley? Yes, of course, apart from Dudley. Well, apart from Dudley... well, it's a bit early to say. I mean, there may be nothing in it.
Geoffrey, I'm not taking any risks.
No, absolutely not. Now, I'll go and make a few more inquiries. Yes.
I presume the Prime Minister's in favour of the scheme because it'll reduce unemployment.
Well, it'll look as if he's reducing unemployment.
Or look as if he's trying to reduce unemployment.
Whereas in reality, he's only trying to look as if he's trying to reduce unemployment.
Yes, because he's worried that it doesn't look as if he's trying to look as if he's trying to reduce unemployment. So how are you going to stop it?
Well, Arnold, the Prime Minister... Prime Minister has somehow come to suspect that the plan may be the start of a leadership bid by the Employment Secretary.
How ridiculous. But the higher the office, the higher the level of paranoia.
Fortunately, yes. Paranoia needs something to feed on, and there's nothing like press leaks for paranoia fodder. Now, what if there should be a headline about this brilliantly imaginative plan of the Employment Secretary's being blocked by the Prime Minister?
Man overboard.
With any luck. But the trouble is, a cabinet secretary cannot be party to a leak.
No, of course not.
Whereas a former cabinet secretary... presumably, as chairman of the Campaign for Freedom of Information, you have a duty to make certain facts available.
Are you suggesting that I give confidential information to the press?
Certainly not, Arnold. This is confidential disinformation.
Ah, that's different.
Oh, excuse me. Is that the evening paper for the Prime Minister?
May I? Thank you.
Ah, good. Look, I have to have an urgent word with him. I wonder if you'd be kind enough to bring that in, say, 3 minutes.
Humphrey, I know what's been going on.
You do?
Yes, I do. A dirty little scheme has been hatched behind my back. It's a disloyal, ungrateful, treacherous plot, and I won't tolerate it. I spoke to the chief whip, and he says he hasn't much to go on, but he has his suspicions. He's going to make inquiries. He can't tell me any more about it till he has something solid to go on, you see? What? The employment secretary is plotting against me. Come on, Humphrey.
But I must say, I am surprised. I should have thought that all your cabinet were loyal.
Loyal? You know what loyalty in a cabinet minister means? It means that his fear of losing his own job is slightly greater than his hope of pinching mine.
Yes, but with collective responsibility.
Collective responsibility. That means if we do something popular, they all leak that it was their idea. If we do something unpopular, they leak that they were against it. This country is governed on the principle of collective irresponsibility.
Why do they want your job so much?
Because I'm the only member of the government who can't be sent to Northern Ireland next week.
So, I can't believe that the employment secretary is actively plotting against you.
What more proof do you want?
Prime Minister, this proposal to send defence establishments up to the north is bound to be leaked to the press, isn't it?
Oh, bound to be.
Well, if it were leaked as the employment secretary's plan, I agree it would confirm your suspicions, but I'm sure it would go out as a government plan.
I'm not.
Ah, the evening paper.
God! Look! Swine! There's your proof, Humphrey!
Good heavens, I'm astonished.
Sources in Whitehall report that this imaginative plan, an initiative by the Secretary of State for Employment, has been blocked by the Prime Minister. How dare he? Dare he? I'm
speechless.
I'm speechless. I backed him all along the line. I fought for this sodden little plan of his. I gave him his first cabinet post.
Oh,
I treated him like a son. This is the thanks I get.
How sharper than the serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless cabinet colleague.
It's envy, you know. Dudley is consumed with envy.
It's one of the seven Dudley sins.
Yes, thank you. Prime Minister, shall we start to draft your letter accepting his resignation?
Well, it's not as simple as that. He'll deny that he leaked, so why am I sacking him? Besides, he's even more dangerous on the back benches than he is as a minister. A sacked minister doesn't even have to pretend to be loyal.
So you mean you'll go ahead with his plan?
Well, I can't. Not now. It'll look as though he's defeated me. I can't risk that. It's a good plan. So, perhaps...
Prime Minister, you're not being indecisive, are you?
No, no. No, I just can't make up my mind.
Well, perhaps I can help.
How?
Well, technically, of course, I shouldn't be showing you this.
Why not? I'm Prime Minister, aren't I?
Indeed you are. That's why I shouldn't be showing it to you. It's a Ministry of Defence draft internal paper. The Secretary of Defence hasn't seen it yet. But as you will see, it casts grave doubts on the Employment Secretary's plan.
Does it?
It points out that many of the valuable buildings he quotes can't in practice be sold. Some are listed. Some have strict planning controls. The cost of the move would be prohibitive. It would create massive unemployment in the home counties and East Anglia. And in part three, there are pages and pages of objections on the grounds of military strategy.
And all this is absolutely honest and accurate.
It comes from the Ministry of Defence.
Even so, it could be honest and accurate. I think the public has a right to know this.
It is a top-secret document. On the other hand, the service chiefs are notorious for their indiscretion.
Notorious?
It could well find its way into the hands of some irresponsible journalist.
Quite. Or several irresponsible journalists. Of course, I could never be a party to anything like that.
Certainly not. So, Prime Minister, shall we defer further discussion of the Employment Secretary's plan to an unspecified future date?
Yeah, let's drop it.
Prime Minister, meanwhile, I'll go and attend to the plumbing.
When's he going to leak it?
I asked for a leak burner.
Well, not in so many. No, you didn't.
No. I occasionally have confidential press briefings, but I have never leaked.
Well, that's another of those irregular verbs, isn't it? I give confidential press briefings, you leak, he's been charged under Section 2A of the Official Secrets Act.
Morning, Prime
Morning,
Minister.
Morning, Prime Minister.
Morning.
Good morning, Prime Minister.
Morning, Prime Minister.
Is he in the papers?
Indeed.
Dudley's been replying to the press about that leak. He says he's leaked nothing. Someone's trying to damage him. He's demanded a public inquiry.
Shocking.
You should know that. Inquiries never find the true source of a leak.
But we know the true source, Prime Minister. You asked us to...
Bernard. You're not suggesting that I authorised this leak, I hope.
No, I... That is, yes, I mean... But... Oh, I remember now, sorry.
What do you remember, Bernard?
Whatever you want, Prime Minister.
I want the public to know that there are no divisions in Cabinet.
But there are divisions.
Well, I don't want them multiplied.
Prime Minister, if you multiply divisions, you get back to where you started. If you divide four by two, you get two. Then if you multiply it, you get back to four again. Unless, of course, you multiply different divisions, in which case...
Four by two... Bernard, send them in.
Yes, Prime Minister.
I want to keep the Employment Secretary in the Cabinet and the Defence Secretary. But I can't let this row go on any longer. And I can't allow the Employment Secretary to be seen to defeat me. Can't risk it.
Then I suggest that you ask the committee to agree to these 3 points. First, that they agree to accept Cabinet's collective decision. Secondly, that there's a cooling period with no further discussion. And further, that all future speeches and press statements are cleared with the Cabinet Office.
Yeah, splendid, that should do it, yes. Point one, a cooling-off period. Point two, no more decisions or discussions. No, what was the second one? Collective press statement. Sorry, I can't quite...
I'll write it down for you, Prime Minister.
Please be seated. Now, you've all had a copy of the agenda. Item one... minutes of the last meeting.
Prime Minister, excuse me, a point of order. I see that my plan for defence establishment relocation is not on the agenda.
That is correct, Dudley. Yes.
But why not?
It's all this leaking that's been going on. It's creating a very damaging row in the press. I can't allow the Cabinet to seem divided.
It is divided.
Yeah, well, that's why it mustn't look it. It's a very complex issue, and I've decided to defer all further discussion until a later date.
I can't understand it. You were in favour of it last time.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. And so was everyone except the Secretary of State for Defence.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were, and you promised a further discussion.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think not.
What?
There was no such promise. And the Prime Minister did not support the proposal. If he had, it would appear in the minutes. And it doesn't.
Doesn't it? Prime Minister, why was my request for a further discussion and your reply not minuted?
It is characteristic of all committee discussions and decisions that every member has a vivid recollection of them and that every member's recollection of them differs violently from every other member's recollection. Consequently, we accept the convention that the official decisions are those and only those which have been officially recorded in the minutes by the officials, from which it emerges with an elegant inevitability that any decision which has been officially reached will have been officially recorded minutes by the officials, and any decision which is not recorded in the minutes has not been officially reached, even if one or more members believe they can recollect it. So in this particular case, if the decision had been officially reached, it would have been officially recorded in the minutes by the officials, and it isn't, so it wasn't.
Told you so.
This is a fiddle.
No, Prime Minister, this must stop.
Yes, it must.
Yes, it must. I have drawn up a 3-point plan to which we must all adhere. Point one... point one, everyone will accept collective decisions, Dudley.
I am perfectly willing to. How are they defined?
I define them. Point two, there will now be a cooling-off period on the subject of defence relocations. Point three... Can't read this.
Clearing all speeches.
Oh, yeah. All speeches and press statements must in future be cleared with the Cabinet Office.
I can't accept point two. We can't cool off discussion on something that hasn't been discussed yet. and I cannot, on principle, accept that anything I say must be cleared by him. I have no confidence they will clear what I want to say.
Well, that is my decision, and you must accept it.
I won't accept it.
Oh. Well, I'm afraid you must consider your position.
Prime Minister?
Yes?
I have news.
Yes?
Do you want the bad news first?
You mean there's bad news and good news?
No, there's bad news and worse news. The employment secretary has definitely resigned. There's his letter.
I really didn't want to lose him.
Would you like the worst news now?
Yeah.
He's made a resignation speech accusing you of being dictatorial and running a presidential-style government.
Oh, I don't mind that. Good, isn't it? People like to know they've got a strong leader. Dictatorial, eh?
Yes, so strong leadership will be a new pleasure for them.
No, it won't.
No, it won't.
Humphrey, I'm rather upset about this resignation. It was your three-point plan that provoked it.
Yes, indeed, Prime Minister, but I understand that the employment secretary was planning to resign in a month or two in any case.
I see. Why? And when?
On budget day. On the grounds that it is expected to give him insufficient money to deal with unemployment.
Gosh, that would have been damaging.
And would have made him extremely popular.
Perhaps it's as well I let him go.
Prime Minister, you handled it brilliantly. You forced him to resign on an obscure administrative issue of your choosing, rather than on an important policy issue of his choosing. Nobody will support him because nobody will really understand why he's gone. It's a masterstroke.
Yes. That was pretty clever, wasn't it?
Oh, masterly. Now, here's a draft press statement you might consider releasing.
Oh, shall I phone Bill?
No, Bernard. I shall phone Bill. Dictatorial, eh?
So, I didn't know the employment secretary was thinking of resigning over the budget.
Nor did I.
You mean it's not true?
I didn't say it was true. I said I understood it to be true. I may have misunderstood.
So you don't know it's true?
I don't know it's not true. It might be.
Anything might be true.
Exactly. Well done, Bill.
Definitely, sir. Now, take this down, Bill. I'm puzzled because his plan was being studied. But there was a danger of much greater cost than was first thought without necessarily achieving the employment objectives. Fine. Send it up to me when it's typed. Well, Humphrey, looks as if you've done me a good turn after all.
Yes, indeed, Prime Minister.
Did I?
Yes. But he was plotting against you. You said so yourself.
Yes. Hold on, I've got an idea.
Prime Minister.
Now that the employment sector is gone, we could reinstate the plan. But Don't you see, I could press on with it now, and it won't look like weakness, it'll look like strength.
But the whole point was...
Was what? It wasn't to stop the plan, shall it?
No. But to, establish your authority.
Exactly, and I've done that. So if we recreate the plan, it'll show that I wasn't against it, that Dudley's resignation was pointless. Right? Put it top of the agenda for the next cabinet. Okay?
Yes, Prime Minister.